Welcome to LaTwins Experience with
Kim
and Donietta.
Now let's get back on our bullshit.
Okay!
I can't! I'm Kim.
And I'm Donietta.
And welcome back to another live episode of LaTwins Experience.
Back on our bullshit.
Y'all got us live 2 weeks in a row. Hello.
Which means we've been being lazy.
Yeah, because you know, this is a production, y'all. We put a lot of work goes into producing this show. But when we do Instagram Live, it just makes it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. So
you know, when your girls got things to do, it's easier to hop. We want to do live at least once a month. This time, y'all got two times for the month. So, hey, y'all.
My mic sound muffled because it's not coming from my mic. It's coming from this new iPhone I got. And I don't know why, because this thing ain't 30 days old yet. It still sound muffled.
It sounds a little, listen, y'all, don't matter. Cause we record our audio locally. So you could go back and listen to this podcast and the audio is going to be perfect. Perfecto. But this live, you're going to get what you get.
It might be because my phone's so far away. Cause production.
Where's your assistant?
Carmen,
where you at?
She laying right here looking me dead in my face. Like, here she come. Hello. She ain't helping though.
Hey, Carmen.
She
just here.
Oh, child. Okay, y'all. So, Kim, what's been going on in your week?
Let me think. Nothing. I've been watching Netflix
and chilling.
Wait, why did I just discover Narcos? Do you watch that?
No, but when I went to Colombia, somebody told me now that I've been to Colombia, I should.
Hey, Kim. So I just figured out that I'm like 4 years late, something like that. So I've been watching it from season one. There's three seasons. But the episodes are like an hour. So it's taking me some time to get through it, child. So I've been watching Narcos Mexico, not the Colombian one.
They said because Escobar, people kept asking questions about Escobar. It's like, you should watch this. I'm like, is this sort of kind of stereotypical? So I haven't yet. But they did. They said it was good.
I might go back and watch the Escobar one, but I like the Mexican one. The Mexicans are the Spanish. Girl, half of the show is in Spanish, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to read the subtitles, but I'm learning all the Spanish curse words. So I'm here for it.
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
Because when I go back to Mexico, I'm going to be watching y'all.
Mm.
Listening to y'all cursing me out in Spanish. I got y'all. So what you been up to?
Girl.
So, because I think you better go in.
I ain't going in, but I'm about to. After today, I'm probably going to be cranky, y'all. So I'm on this 10-day green smoothie cleanse.
Oh, snap.
And today is day one. And all I can do is the green smoothie recipes, crunchy fruits and veggies, a handful of unsalted nuts, boiled eggs, things like that. I cannot have coffee. I cannot have liquor. I cannot have wine.
Hold up. No coffee?
No coffee. I can drink detox tea. I can only eat unsalted nuts, unsalted peanut butter, boiled eggs, crunchy veggies. So like celery, carrots, cucumbers.
Okay. Eggs are good. I could eat eggs.
Well, baby, I devour with them eggs like, baby, like two filet mignons, okay?
Oh my God. But boiled eggs are my jam.
Yeah, with bacon and coffee and toast.
No, you know what? I eat boiled eggs a lot as my breakfast. Two eggs, and I'll have a cup of coffee and sometimes a piece of that whole grain toast, that expensive $6 toast. Bread, $6 bread.
I cannot eat bread. I cannot eat pastas.
But at least you can eat some vegetables.
Baby, them carrots, them baby carrots I had about an hour ago was life. Do you hear me? I was like a horse. You know, my teeth are already big. So today is day one of 10.
But look, I'm still doing it. I've been juicing, but I did like 2 weeks of juicing, breakfast and lunch juice. I would eat almonds as a snack, raw almonds, and eat a healthy dinner. I lost 10 pounds in 2 weeks.
This one says, let me come back. Because I actually paid for the book. Because the first time I did it, my friend just copied some pages of the book. And I was like, let me buy this dang book. So, in the first, let me see. Because, child, let me tell y'all. I'm supposed to lose, it says 80% of people will lose 10 to 15 pounds in 10 days. Because let me tell y'all, I'm still having a hot girl summer. And I got somewhere to be.
It's Thanksgiving.
Not in the South.
Even Meg is not having a hot girl summer no more. I'm going to need you to let it go.
Yes, she is, because I saw her and her boyfriend licking each other's tongue on the internet.
Did you see that did you see the one of her bending over and his butt in her face? His face in her butt? Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
They something else. They are something. It's these children, y'all. What's after the millennials? Them?
The fiery pits of hell. Somebody said it is still summer in Texas. Baby, it's still summer in Georgia, too. We are having a hot girl summer. And I got someplace. I'm going out the country where I got to put a bathing suit on in less than 30 days. And mama is not going out there looking like ham hocks and collard greens.
Child, I went out today. Nose was sniffling. It's cold in New York. Don't come to New York, y'all. We full. Yeah. You know, Danielle said, we full. Don't come up here. We good. It's cold.
I saw an article that said, like, some of the best places to visit in the U.S., and they put Atlanta on the list. Don't y'all come down here.
They full.
Don't come down here.
Go to Texas. It's still hot over there.
Go to Texas and get that turkey leg.
With George W. and them.
Okay, W. All right. So we're going to get straight into it with Black Girl Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I put this on here, but I ain't read it.
That be happening sometimes.
Like, so I was like, oh, that's good.
Ava DuVernay is going to receive the Melvin Van Peebles Trailblazer Award. And y'all know who Ava is. She's the famous director. She did all those big movies, The Central Park 5. That was on Netflix, right? The Central Park 5?
Now, you know I don't watch TV. I couldn't tell y'all.
She directed Selma. Wow, I didn't even know about this one. Sweetback's Badass Song. Oh, that's Melvin Van Peebles' groundbreaking film that he directed. And his son is Mario Van Peebles. We all know him. If you're of the generation after us, you probably know who Melvin Van Peebles is. But yeah, very well deserved. There's not that many Black female directors out there, y'all.
I can only think of her and Shonda.
But Shonda doesn't even direct. She produces.
Oh, that's true.
Right? But you know other people direct behind the scenes, like Sally Richardson. Remember her? She's married to that cutie. Who is she married to?
Sally Richardson is like the one we used to call the Black Pocahontas, and she's married to that guy that used to be Vanessa's boyfriend on The Cosby Show.
Dondre Whitfield. Mm-hmm. She's Sally Richardson. Wasn't she on? She was in that Keenan Ivory Wayans movie, wasn't she?
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. Or was it Lowdown Dirty Shame?
One of those.
Shame! It was Lowdown Dirty Shame with Jada Pinkett.
Someone asked, does Issa direct? I don't think she does. I think she just produces and acts. But Regina Hall directs, or is it Regina King? Regina King.
The one that was Regina in King. Boys in the Hood and Poetic Justice. Her?
No, that's Nia Long.
Nia Long was not in Boys in the Hood. I mean, in Poetic Justice. That was Janet Jackson and Regina. Which Regina is it? But she was also in Boys in the Hood because she used to be sitting on the porch with them drinking them 40 ounces. And I said 40 ounces like people.
In Poetic Justice? No.
Yes, she was the one that was in the mail truck, and she introduced Tupac and Janet's characters, not knowing they had already got into it at the shop. And she was dating that lame dude who was always brushing his hair.
Listen, Googles don't lie. She had those braids. Yes, she truly was in Poetic Justice.
Yeah. Okay, she was like, come on, girl, we got you. And Janet got to the mail truck and was like, oh, hell no.
But so you know what? I think Regina King directed that new movie that's on Netflix. What's it called, y'all?
The Harder They Fall? Yes. The cowboy movie? Yeah, she did.
So, yeah, we got some black woman directors out there doing the big thing. Regina Hall was Ice Cube's sister.
And what?
And Boys in the Hood.
I just remember Regina Hall from those Wayans comedy spoofs. And she was in...
No. Hold up. Who's this Be Great? That was not Regina Hall. That was Regina King and Boys in the Hood.
Yeah. Regina Hall was in The Best Man. She was the stripper who married the guy.
She was Candy. And we didn't know Regina Hall until then. Yes.
And she was in those Wayans Don't Be a Menace to South Central LA While Drinking Your Gin and Juice in the Hood movies.
She was in all the ghetto movies.
All the spoofs.
Regina King has been in the game for years. Remember she was on 227 back in the day? Mm-hmm. So... We gonna stop mixing up Regina Hall and Regina King. All black folks do not look alike.
Are we? Are we? It's okay for us to do it because it's us. For us, by us.
I'm gonna need one of them to put an initial in their name. So we
like Michael B. Jordan and then Michael Jordan. Like
Vivica A. Fox. Like there's another Vivica Fox, but like that. Like that. Then we'll know. But yeah.
That was stressful.
We done went off on a whole tangent, y'all. But congratulations to Ava DuVernay. Well deserved. And what does it say, Smith?
That was a black pop quiz that a bunch of us just failed. But it's okay. We all we got.
Listen, we saw these movies like 20 years ago. And you know they don't even come on anymore. Like, when can we watch Boys in the Hood? We have to go find it.
You got to find the app that's not charging you to watch it.
But I don't want to see Ricky get shot again. I always turn my head at that.
That was so traumatic.
It's just like, why they couldn't kill Ice Cube? Nobody liked him. We still don't like you now. Why they couldn't kill him?
Oop.
And Ice Cube next time.
I don't know if you can say stuff like kill such and such on IG Live. So if
in the movie, Instagram, don't shadow ban us even more than you already have.
In the movie, he was what? Something boy. Doughboy.
Yes, Doughboy with his Jerry curls. He was wearing slides before we knew what slides were.
Like Adidas slides. What? We've never seen those.
Ice Cube was ahead of his time with his little ordinary behind. Anyway.
Did you say ordinary?
No, ordinary. That's what them old men, and they just always mean and have an attitude. Ordinary.
I used to have a crush on Ice Cube, like in middle school.
Ordinary is bad-tempered and combative.
Straight out of Compton.
Is that not Ice Cube to a T? I like O'Shea Jr., though. O'Shea Jr., I've been watching his show on Apple TV Plus. Or is it just called Apple TV? Apple TV Plus? I don't know, but his son has a show called Swagger on Apple TV, and it's really good, y'all. So if y'all have Apple TV, go watch it. Swagger. I'm enjoying it. No one on the corner has swagger like
this. Now we got to get into these song picks of the week. Okay, Kim, what's your song?
Okay, so I just threw this up here because I was just listening to it, and I was skating to it earlier. So, but this is my jam. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should have put a ring. I sound terrible, but that was my jam. That was everybody's jam. That video was remade to death. We all was doing this forever. Even if you ain't had no ring, you was doing like this. And I'm gonna need Beyonce to drop an album. Where the album be? We gonna start doing her like we do Rihanna.
Gave y'all a song off King Richard soundtrack.
I don't want to hear that slow song. I want to see some hips popping, booty locking. That's what I want. I want to dance, girl.
Beyonce is 40 like us. Ain't no hips popping and booty dropping.
Listen, she is our Tina Turner. You remember back in the day when Tina Turner was getting it in when she was 40?
Yeah. She had a lot of ground she needed to make up. And we're not going to talk about why, but I mean, like, she had to recoup some monies and stardom, and
that's
it was a rough life.
So you saying Beyonce have enough money, she ain't don't need to drop no music. That's like Rihanna. They like
Beyonce has literal beehives at her estate. I read an article about it. She don't even need us for honey. She got it. She just,
Listen, Beyonce, the stadiums are open. I'm going to need you to drop an album and go on tour this 2022. Stop playing. Stop playing. When the last time we went to a Beyonce tour? Let me think.
On the Run 2 would have been 2018 or 2019. 2018.
I don't think it was 2019 because COVID hit in 2019. It was 2018.
I know it was 2018 because I can think of the fuckboy that I was dealing with when I went.
And I, what's his name? What's his name?
I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
Somebody add him in the comments. Let me see.
And don't try to go on my timeline. And don't go
somebody
on
give it hard. Somebody
who did it? Don't go on my timeline trying to find it because them pictures is gone.
She deleted
to the left,
pictures.
To the left.
You know what? Speaking about that, I was looking at this new Facebook couple. I mean, Instagram couple. And I'm like, y'all are very public now. But what's going to happen when y'all got to delete all them pictures?
Oh, it's a doozy. I hate it.
Wait, do you delete it or do you archive it?
I used to delete and then eventually I started archiving and now I just don't post y'all Negroes.
That's what I think if I, well, I guess you learn your lesson, right?
Like, if I post, for me to post a dude, he gonna have to be like as solid as Barack Obama. Like, yeah.
And but do you post them when you're like serious? Do you wait until you get a ring? What do you do? Because I see these folks like last week you was with somebody else, and now this week you with this dude, and you posted both. You deleted that dude's pictures, and you posted like, why? Why do they do that?
Because people just want us to, they need that validation, which I think is why people run to the internet and post it. Because I can even remember, like, even when I was in that toxic situation, like, posting the pictures was just, like, confirmation, like, it's okay. It's okay. No, it's not. And if they post a picture of you, that's sort of like a validation, like, it's okay. It's okay. No, it's not. Now,
but you know, we be sitting here watching, right? And we fall in love with the couple. We y'all are couples, man. We be watching y'all on trips, having fun, holding hands, and then y'all just disappeared. I'd be like, what happened? Like, what? You can't.
Malika Fantab said, no, don't post them. My sister ain't post her man until they got engaged. I think I'm gonna pull an Issa Rae on y'all. We didn't even know she was engaged.
She got married.
But if he wasn't a POS, then I probably would be comfortable posting him before we got engaged. But that's the problem.
I just don't want to delete all them doggone pictures.
And then people still be asking. So people love coming in your DMs and be like, I don't mean to be nosy, but you and such and such break up. And you know who asked me that? The same person I had to cuss out for being in my DMs a couple of months ago.
Y'all know.
So that wasn't their first time overstepping a line. And you better be glad I ain't block you from the podcast page yet.
And I, look, I don't even post my husband. I bet y'all might see him if we go on vacation. That's about it. And I don't tag him because y'all little heifers out there, y'all quick to hit the follow. Y'all's quick to hit the follow.
Like, what's wrong with you? If I don't follow Kim's husband, then what y'all doing? Me and Kim friends in real life. Hussies.
Like, but why you follow people's husband that you don't even know? Like, I don't get that. Y'all just nosy.
Malika Fantap, girl, did you know that there's an option? She said, I still be finding pics of my exes on Facebook from years ago. So in the memories, Facebook, you can have it where it does not show you certain memories and you can tie it to a name.
You can?
Baby, I got all them. I was about to say.
I need to do that because there's some heifers that be coming up in my memories and I be like.
I don't even like her no more.
Why you there, B?
Facebook want to remind you of every lie a dude told me. Like, I don't remember that we went to the Braves game together.
Ooh, I need to go in and filter that.
Yeah, you can filter certain people. I think you can filter certain dates. Oh, yeah, honey, yeah. Yeah, protect your peace.
I got this heifer that unfriend me. I ain't even do nothing.
I mean, you know I did people something. Stay.
I did something, but it was deserved.
What'd you do? Tell us. Because I don't know what we're talking about.
I ain't do nothing. She waved at me. I didn't wave back because I wasn't with the shit. So, you know, and then she unfriended me. But now she still comes up in my memories and I don't want to see you. You unfriended me. I was just.
I know the person.
Huh?
I know the person. Oh, I was going to say.
She was like a hanger-oner.
Well, hold on. She waved and you didn't wave back. Like, what were the shits if you would have waved back?
You know these heifers. Like, you know these social climbers. Like, there's some people out there that they just want to, like, befriend you so they can, like, friend your friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
In real life and online, and that person was like one of those people, but shady. Okay, I ain't gonna get into all that.
Wait a minute, mother.
Get into all that. But my point being is that she still comes up in my memories, and we weren't even friends. We had a common friend. You know, you have those people, right? Where you have common friends, and then that friend starts tagging along on stuff. It was like that. Mm-hmm. Like you were a friend of a friend. So especially when you and that friend aren't friends, then we. I'm friends with my friend. I'm not gonna still be cool with you.
Yeah.
Girl, bye.
So wait, so if I post the dude, then y'all either A, need to report my page, or B, know he's solid.
If you post the dude.
If I post the dude, because you asked me like, what am I gonna do? And I never gave y'all an answer. I just thought about that. If I post the dude. To be continued. We'll see.
She gonna be engaged. That's what she posted
to. Either that or
in 2021. No. Mm-mm.
Or ignatize. Mm-mm. Pick one. Mm-mm. All right. So my song pick of the week. We're going back to the West Coast. Y'all know I spend most of my music time in the South or the West Coast. It's What's Your Name by Tyler the Creator. I like Tyler.
Can't name one song. Not one.
Oh, we got to get you on Tyler, the Creator. He is. What's your name, girlfriend?
He feels like those
what's
backpacking people from the West Coast. Like, he seems like if he lived on the East Coast, he would be down with Erykah Badu, Andre 3000, and them.
Yeah. He would. I can't. But yeah, I like Tyler. And you know what? Fun fact, I was listening to Outkast and Andre and Big Boy even separately the other day. And Miss Jackson came on. Remember, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Woo. And I was like, I forgot that Andre wrote that. And he just changed the name from Miss Jackson or to Miss Jackson. But he wrote it to Erykah Badu's mama. Did y'all know that?
Really?
Mm-hmm. And he, because he was saying, what's her last name? Her last name might be Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T maybe. But he was saying like after that breakup, he felt so bad that he didn't have the courage to face her mother. And so that song was his apology.
Me and your daughter got a special thing going on.
See, that makes much more sense.
I like the way you move. Every time that song will never go out, ever. You folks after the millennials, y'all will never know good music.
Y'all two talking about bust it. Bust.
Y'all just never going to know.
So yeah, Tyler the Creator is pretty fabulous. I thought about adding the song that played at the end of Insecure last night, but I had already like fell in love with Tyler.
Child, we about to talk about Insecure. Because them doggone Insecure songs. All right,
we're into bullshit of the week. Here we go.
We into it, and we have to talk about Insecure. I'm going to call this one the Nathan episode because it was heavily focused on Nathan's little fine behind. He is so cute. He just...
His beard don't connect and it don't fully grow in.
I saw that too. Remember when I was like... My beard connects. Yeah, his was missing some real estate over here.
He missing a whole continent in this cheek area. I was like, baby, you look, you got scabies. What's going on with that beard?
Oh my God. Okay, so Nathan is salty with Issa.
Now, because she cried in his mouth.
She cried in his mouth. But remind me, did they ever go all the way before?
Kim, they had sex in the Ferris wheel at Coachella. And then that started their relationship.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, how I don't watch TV and I don't remember all this. So they started a relationship.
So you remember everything. I forget what I saw an hour ago. I don't remember.
So they were in a relationship. They all went to Coachella together. And then... Nathan is bipolar. He did not know it. He had an episode and he ghosted Issa. And she was just like, where you at? And then he came back around. He's like, I'm bipolar.
I remember that. Okay, blame it on my excessive show repertoire, but also blame it on Insecure taking forever to come out with new episodes. Blame Issa. Okay, so he was in the car with his boys and he said Issa just called me to cuddle.
Pretty much.
He was salty. And then when he said Issa showed up to the party with her legs all out and greased up. I said, yes, Issa came to get her man. That's what she
It
came
was
to
a do. Beach party. What was she supposed to come out there with some sweats on and a turtleneck? Nathan, just make sure that beard connect next time.
I think he's the cutest thing. But look at, okay, let's talk about Molly. I'm loving her hair. I think it's so cute. You don't like it?
I stop blinking, y'all will think my camera just froze.
I think it's cute. Listen, it's better than all them little tied-ass wigs she was wearing. I'm going to tell you that. I like her hair. She's like a whole, she ain't a whole new Molly because she's still a hoe. Sorry, Molly.
Molly cannot... live on this show. I wasn't gonna say them. This is the third time we done said something bad about Molly. You know, I like that haircut. I don't like it on her.
I think it look cute. She has a weird. She has a little peanut head.
Yeah, her face is long, and so I feel like she needs a longer hairstyle. It looks.
I like it better than the wigs. I like it. But look, Molly living her best life, but you can't just be effing every little dude. Like, she.
The first day y'all see each other.
And the dude wasn't even good looking, the first one she wanted. I'm like, come on, Molly.
The first one looked like I'll Be Sure, and the second one looked like Genuine on some stuff. I was not here for either of those men. And Nathan, and I just want to remind y'all that Nathan's beard does not connect.
Nathan's beard was on Struggle Street.
His whole face like it's on Struggle Street because his eyes, his skin, and his hair is all the same color. I don't know if we're playing a game of camouflage.
But why did Molly say, I ain't going to say the N-word, y'all. She said, these N-words are neck and neck to see me naked. So Molly was like on the prowl. Molly was going to get her some.
She's having a hot girl summer.
And she's still in summer because you know they tape Insecure in the summer. But what happened? Where was Amanda Seals? Like, how y'all go to a party and leave your fourth is not there?
She's mothering.
She got a husband. It was the afternoon. Nathan still looked fine. Hey, I'm with you, Malika. I think Nathan is.
These light skinned dudes just don't do it for me. I mean, he's handsome, but that beard, like, Oh, the makeup artist didn't try to fill it in for you. Your barber has never given you the heads up. Like, dude, your beard don't connect and it's not growing in. It's been 2 years. Like, you don't have, that's like letting somebody go to Showtime at Apollo and they get booed off the stage. You knew they couldn't sing when you told them they should go.
So it's time to let it go.
Yeah, that beard
was,
is just.
Wait, he was fine until you turned his head to the side. We saw. If you look at him from the front.
But no, because it just look, he just looks sandy. Like his eyes, his skin, his hair, it's all the same color. I need some diversity in my portfolio.
So what is Insecure? They're like wrapping up everybody's storyline. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah. This is sad.
I want to see it end. But get this, okay? When you mentioned the after show last week, I was like, what the heck is she talking about? So when it went off, I said, why is there 8 more minutes left? Mm-hmm. Let me scroll and see what's going on. So first of all, they tell you what's going on next week. I never saw that on the episode because mm-hmm. I always, as soon as the credits roll, I cut it off. So something's happening with Molly's father.
Mm-hmm. And I think it involves a hospital.
Yeah, I don't like the way they tease that. And then I didn't know that the after show came on after that. I'm going to need y'all to tell people that there's more stuff to come after the credits.
I think I found out because I was listening to the music and I was like, oh, they're drinking wine. They call it like a wine down or something. But
Or is it just me? Is it just me that didn't know that there was more after the credits? I'm the only one?
Yeah.
I be moving on to the next show. I got shit to watch.
Let me tell y'all, I was so livid last night because I text you. I said, are you watching Insecure? And Kim was like, no, is it more buns? And I was like, no, it's no buns. And I didn't tell you, but when I tell y'all, I am so pissed that Nathan and Issa have gotten back together because this is just going to be another obstacle for her to find her way back to Lawrence. And I'm not here for it.
Nobody.
We got about, what, four or five more shows. I don't have time.
Bye, Lawrence. Nobody cares. Go stay with your baby moms. What's her name? Crayola. Stay with Crayola and your new baby and keep flying your flights and get your frequent flyer miles. Nobody care about Lawrence.
Lawrence is bae. His beard connects and his hair is not the same color as his skin. And I'll just leave that there for y'all. Does Nathan have a body? Nathan seem all petite and precious.
I need to see what them buns do. I'm going to need y'all bring them Nathan buns out before them, the season over.
If his face is that pasty, I can imagine how pale his buns are, girl. Oof. Looking like untoasted bread. Mm-mm.
No, I like the. I want to see where it. Well, listen, we all know that Issa gonna get back with Lawrence in the end. We already knew that. But what,
I feel like she might not just because she want to yank my chain.
Mm-hmm. Why you don't remember when Nathan got on in the pool naked? Oh, when they went to Issa's old house, right? Malika, I don't remember half of Inside. I don't remember nothing. I can't remember what happened last week.
Because light-skinned dudes are very forgettable.
I would need you to leave the light-skinned dudes alone. Leave these yellow boys alone. Shoot.
He need to leave that beard alone, and maybe then it'll connect.
She said Nathan got body. I might have to go back and refresh.
He's so miniature and petite. How could he not? He look like one of them little ponies. Not the regular size pony, but the little miniature ponies.
How tall is he?
He look like about my height. I'm about 5'5".
I hate you.
5'5" with brown eyes. He looks so petite.
Kendrick Smith Sampson.
What's his height? Type in height. It's probably going to say his beard don't connect in the Google search.
He ain't got no height on his about page on Google's.
Cuz.
What his little young behind?
How old is he?
He 33.
That's old enough for your beard to be able to connect. It says he's 5'11". Ain't no way, dog. Ain't no way.
Nathan is cut.
Ain't no way, dog. Well, then how tall is Lawrence?
Okay, Nathan.
Jay Ellis is 6'2".
He's 5'11"?
Yeah, Jay Ellis is 6'2". I don't think he's 5'11".
But that's not tall. When I put my heels on, I'm 5'11". That ain't tall for man, you gotta be 6 feet and up to climb this tree. Six and better. That's not tall.
Hey, I think he's shorter than that. I think he's 5'8".
He probably is short. Yeah. Well, he's standing next to a girl here, and he got some height on her diagonal.
Issa Rae's 5'9". Is he taller than Issa?
Why don't they say his height? You know when you Google somebody, their height be right there.
He reminds me
of the guy from Grey's Anatomy. Jesse, the one that left. What's his name?
His beard don't connect either. Spellman? His beard don't connect neither. Is that like a melanin thing? Like if you don't have enough... Who is Jesse Spellman from Saved by the Bell?
Jesse Spellman is our friend.
I was like, that name just sounds right. That's a real name.
How did you know Jesse Williams' beard had a spot?
Oh, because he's light skinned.
See?
I just figured. It's a light skinned thing. I used to watch Grey's Anatomy too, back when I used to watch TV.
Dieta, leave these light skinned folks alone.
At least Jesse Williams' hair is dark. That dang Nathan borderline albino ish.
I'm not co-signing any of this, y'all.
Jesse's beard. Jesse's patchy.
In the comments talk about SMH. Jesse, she the one that shouted out your government on this show.
But you just told everybody who I was talking about. Most people would have forgot about it. And they would have been like, yeah, this dude's beard does not connect. But Kim had to circle back.
What you gotta do is Google him.
I feel like, what was Jesse's name on Saved by the Bell?
Jesse was a girl on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, but what was her last name? I feel like I was close to it.
No, you weren't.
Oh, Spano. Jesse Spano. Was she supposed to be like a Latina?
I'm glad your beard connects too. I'm gonna need these COVID beards to just go back to pre-COVID. I'm sick of them. I'm sick. I need y'all to cut these beards. I had enough.
I love a beard, but it has to connect. It cannot be looking like the back of a nape or a neck. It needs to be oiled and moisturized. It does not need to be too long. It needs to be kept up. I need it to be as touched up as your lineup.
What happened when they do they have to shampoo after? Like what?
They come up wet.
Like, do y'all go out to eat at, like, what? How does that work?
It'd be moist. They come up wet.
Wet. She's snorting, y'all. I'm gonna cry.
They come up wet.
I got a tear. They come up wet and what? They wipe it on the pillowcase? Like, how that work? How does that work? I need to know. Listen, COVID beers, I'm going to need y'all to tell me what y'all do.
Now, y'all want me to tell y'all for real?
Wash it out. She's the thing. Wait, so do they?
They usually don't.
What?
Because what's the first thing they do? Kiss you dead in your mouth?
With the hair?
They come up wet. Be like,
okay, but after, do they get in the shower and do they shampoo? Like, what? Or do they just live with it? They like, I want to smell you on me all day. They just stay there. That's what they do? Y'all some nasty MFs.
Until they get in the shower. Oh, God. We really needed to pre-record this one. Oh, yeah, they don't like me.
They use special shampoo. Or do they use bar soap? Like, what do y'all do?
Fellas,
tell me what y'all do.
They use like conditioner and shampoo, and then they have like these specifically like black guys. They have like beard balms and stuff. Like I think Shea Moisture makes one. Y'all,
yeah, I can't be with a dude that have hair products. I can't. No.
But you want him to for his beard, because like a ashy looking beard is.
I could never be with a beard. I don't find them attractive. I don't care who it's on.
Oh, I love him. Like, I probably would have dated Gerald LaVert just because he had a beard.
No.
Like, like a grown man beard. Not these little nappy beards y'all playing around with. Not them. Not them.
Hate her.
Y'all beards is baby kids. I want like a color purple grown man beard, not no rugrats.
Color purple, a Danny Glover beard?
No, I just had to think of a mature movie compared to baby's kids.
She want a massa beard. Mm-mm. I don't want none of the above.
I want like a Teddy Pendergrass, Jill Levert.
Teddy P beard?
Yeah, Teddy Listen. Pendergrass had a beard. A beard.
Y'all gotta go. I don't want.
But yeah, they have to keep it up like they would their hair. But yeah, they come up with moisturized.
So what glistening. Do people do with no beard? What do they do with no beard when they come up? They face be dripping. No, they face it be glistening. It don't be dripping. There's no particles like, hanging. It be glistening. I'm gonna need you.
If you do it right.
A hand towel or something right there.
They lips be all glistening.
At least it's not the whole, like...
glistening. Right, they face be dripping.
We go...
Came through dripping. Drip, drip.
Bye, y'all. That section of the show was NC-17.
We should have pre-recorded this.
Because y'all little heifers, y'all be getting it in that 14. Y'all, come on.
I think I'm going to name this one they come up with.
Ooh. Mm-mm. 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 Let me get my iPhone 7 out.
Why Kim to put another Verses on here, y'all?
You know I love me some Verses.
And this is not fair. That's not gonna be nice. So apparently Chaka Khan and Stephanie Mills are gonna do a versus. When?
Wait, first of all, it's Wednesday. No, it's Thursday. It's this Thursday.
Don't they live from LA
at work? People gotta work. I don't understand y'all.
Thursday, November 18th at
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Eastern. That's not a fair matchup. If Chaka comes sober, it's over.
The shade of it all.
No, so I'm being dead.
Going to blow Stephanie Mills out the park?
Name a Stephanie Mills song.
I can't name one, but Googles can.
If Chaka comes sober, it's done.
I can
it's
only name one Chaka Khan song.
Chaka Through the Fire.
Through the Fire.
I Feel I'm For every You. Woman. I'm Every Woman.
And I love you.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Oh, damn, Stephanie Mills. She done named like five songs.
See? Sweet Thing. Oh, Sweet Thing.
Okay, Chaka got them hits.
Ain't nobody love me better. Baby, now let's look at Stephanie's track list. I'm sure we know something.
Never Knew a Love Like This. Home.
I Feel Good All Over.
I don't know that one. Feel the Fire. I don't know that one.
Something I know I Feel Good All Over and that's not a fair lineup. Put Your Body In It. I don't know. Secret Late Comfort.
But listen, I think that we are going to enjoy this one like we enjoyed Gladys and Patty. We gonna feel the music. I hate
this
you.
Is Chaka and Stephanie, not Michael and Prince.
Listen,
they should do a Michael and a song. Prince versus.
Wait, Stephanie Mills has a song called Real Love. Is that Mary's Real Love?
Mary did used to be the sample queen.
We about to get copyright. I gotta hear this one. Let me see Real Love. Hold up. Y'all gonna make my damn fan come on. You know the. Oh, shit. I can't play it, y'all, because I got my dog. I can't play it.
You want me to play it? What's
it
the real
better
love?
Better not be Mary's Real Love.
Hold on. Oh, we gotta watch a commercial first. Hold on.
Damn, YouTube. Is it Mary's Real Love?
I'm not willing to get a copyright claim for that.
It's not Mary's Real Love.
Nope. And it's not okay. going to be a fair matchup.
All right. Well, Danielle is not going to watch it. We already know that. I will watch it, and I'm going to let y'all know. If it's good, I'm going to post it on my stories, because when it be good, I'll be all in. I'll be happy. So go ahead and follow me if you're not already following me. If it's good, I'm going to be posting the songs that I know, which is not going to be a lot, but I'll be singing along with them. So if I were your woman...
If I were your woman. I thought that was Gladys, and you were my man.
Sweet. She has songs from 1979. That's that What You Gonna Do. What you gonna do with my loving?
Leave it on the 8-track. Nope. It's not a fair lineup. Shaka Khan.
I think of a place where there's love overflow. Listen, my mom used to have these Stephanie Mills CDs, and that's how I know these doggone songs. I'm here for a Stephanie
Shaka
Dorothea
Khan.
Mills.
Shaka Khan. Next. Oh, I'll be sure post that Christopher Williams is in a coma, then changes his caption. Now, this I know is Christopher sad. Williams. Is he a singer, too?
Yes. Christopher Williams was in New Jack City. He was from that era. Mm-hmm. He had like two hits. I can't even name them. Mm. He was those light-skinned fine boys back in the day.
Mm. The only light-skinned fine boy from back in the day to me is L. DeBarge.
If I'm dreaming, then just let me sleep. Don't wake me up till my dream is complete.
I remember that one.
Yeah. That was from New Jack City. And his other songs, I can't even, that was his biggest hit. And he was in New Jack City as well. Anywho, so him and Albie Shore, they was like the light-skinned, cute-hair boys back in the day. So they're still friends. And Albie Shore posted to please pray for my twin brother. He's in a coma.
Are they brothers?
No. Oh. You know, back in the day, they used to look alike. But... when someone posts that, I believe it to be true. Because someone called him and said, Chris is in a coma. But this is my thing. Why you had to run to Instagram and post that? Like, you can keep that private. Like, we're not thinking about Christopher Williams right now, right? I mean, it's good that
he posted it. The same reason we'd be posting these relationships, we have to go back and delete.
Like, why you gotta be the first? Why everyone has to be the first to tell the news?
Remember on Media Takeout, in the comments, people be like, first.
Yes. Yes. Like, everybody wants to, like, be the best at this. But someone must have called him and said, take that ish down, because he changed his caption and just said, pray for my brother. He took out the in the coma part. But, and I checked Christopher Williams' page. They posted after Albie Shore posted that. It's not true. He's not in a coma. You know, he's keep him in your prayers, but they haven't posted anything since, and that was 6 days ago.
It look like Albie Shore beard don't connect neither.
Leave these lights get better alone.
It's something going on. This is the third consecutive lighter complexion beard that does not connect. And we hope Christopher Williams is okay.
I don't like seeing these stories, man, because next thing you know, it's like, I ain't even gonna say it. Let's just keep him in your thoughts and prayers. Add another R&B. He was an R&B icon. New Jack City was like, everybody seen New Jack City.
New Jack City was big. He was not an R&B icon. We cannot name any of his songs.
He is. He's part of R&B history. That's not an icon. Okay, he's not
history.
An icon.
He's not.
He's part of R&B history.
Another Bad Creation and Soul for Real were a part of R&B history too. They are not icons.
I would need you to leave ABC alone. And Soul for Real had my love. Do you ever dream? Remember that dance? Dream of.
I did it in a 4-H talent show. Me and my friends, we was child. We thought we was doing something. Next, Adele. Did you see the guy who proposed to his girlfriend at the Adele concert?
Who?
There's this guy, and Adele was like, okay, everybody, I need you guys to hush. If anybody says a single thing, I'm going to kill all y'all. And then they dim the lights of the concert. And this guy, some young black man, brings his girlfriend in, and she's blindfolded and she has on like ear covers, and she's like, "Where are we?" And everybody in the audience is like, oh. And then he takes the blindfold off, and Adele's standing up there on stage, and the girls start crying, and the audience is like, ah! And then he proposes, and then Adele starts singing. Aww. Y'all top that. Take that.
You can. That's forever, man. But anywho, Adele done went and got herself a black man, y'all. He's blackity black.
And I remember they went to the basketball game and then that wedding together a couple of weeks ago.
I don't follow Adele.
I didn't either, but I saw it on something because they was talking about it. Is that her him with songs, Oprah?
That's him. She brought him to the Oprah. They serious, y'all. They serious.
That's him?
That's him. You're not impressed, right? Oprah smiling like she know him. You see how Oprah all cheesy? Oprah like, hey, boo.
He look like he just got out the pen.
Girl, he's some kind of, I don't know if he's like a sports agent.
I think he is.
He's the founder of Clutch Sports Group. And he has a reality show that's coming out on BET all about basketball. So I think he's like an agent for a lot of basketball stars.
It looked like somebody cleaned him up. Remember on Two Can Play That Game? And Raquel's character cleaned up Bobby Brown.
But at least he has his own thing, you know. She didn't find just some random dude that ain't got nothing going for him. At least he's a black man. He's doing, but you snagged Adele, boo. How he did that? Where did they meet? She probably live in LA now. But you know what? I never liked Adele's music. Like, it's her voice is like, even her new song, I try to listen to it and I don't like it.
Her voice, she has a nice voice. I'm just not depressed.
Why is none of the songs happy? Like, you don't have any upbeat music. I've never
I don't think she's been happy.
Even this news, and the new album is about your divorce. I read. Mm-hmm. I have not listened to it. I don't plan to, because I don't like what I've heard. I don't like it. I like to move.
She's like the white version of Mary J. Blige. Mary was so sad. Oof, child.
Oof. But at least Mary's music, you could feel it. Like Adele, she just whines. Like, I can't. Is it because she's white is why I can't? I don't know. I just don't like, I never liked it.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just really sad.
She don't have no soul. She's not like JoJo or Rita Ora. Like, they got soul when they sing. You ever heard JoJo sing? JoJo re-sang a Jasmine Sullivan song. Let me send you this.
Don't send me no appropriation.
I think it was on the doggone Shade Room. I ain't gonna find it.
Oh yeah, they post 7-Eleven times a day.
They post.
But no, Adele's just sad. Yeah. She can blow though. This is not the first black dude she's dated either. Remember she was dating the other guy and she had them braids in her hair and was like wearing a Jamaican flag because I think he was Jamaican.
Didn't she go to carnival or something?
Something, yeah.
So she liked the chocolate brother. Okay, Adele. Well, she looking good. You're looking good, girl. Just go ahead and do it. You left that husband. And you're looking good. You got your little chocolate, sexual chocolate. You know, once you go black, you never go back. So I'm go ahead, girl. Go ahead. Let have. I'm proud of you.
Until she getting tired and dogged out like the rest of us getting to that dogged out.
Hopping tonight.
She gonna learn.
I know.
You better go back on over there to Dylan and what's some other names? What they? Brody and them. Because Jerome and Tyrone go.
Dylan.
See? You need to go back with Brody and them because Jerome and Tyrone going to wear your ass out. And I don't mean in a good way.
Someone said, I listened to one Adele song and I said, why is she so sad?
You feel like you should drink. Yeah. It's real.
Like, makes them feel good. But people like it because they be buying. She sold like a whole lot of records.
They can relate to it. I'm gonna be sad.
She sold 90 million albums. And she only has 3 albums out. 90 million records.
And she got album of the year over Beyonce, remember?
I was so mad about that.
And she didn't want to accept it.
If anybody wins over Beyonce, I'd be mad.
And she did not want to accept it.
Because she knew we was going to come for her.
Well, I don't think she cared about us. We're peasants. We can't even get into the same restaurants as her. We ain't in Nobu.
Bye, Adele.
HBO has revealed that Sex and the City is going to premiere on December 9th. I can't. I'm finally excited because like them little still shots and stuff was boring, but this looks like it's going to be good. And I wanted them to explain what happened to Samantha. I'm interested to see what they're going to say.
I want to know too. I read a teaser that they're kind of leaving the door open because maybe she'll come back because it's going to be more than one season.
She accepted a new role doing something else I saw. Kim Cattrall, is that her name?
Well, you know, she had a series that was on Fox last year. I taped it, but I watched like 30 minutes of it, and I was like, nope. Took it off of record. I
didn't like it. But it looks like it's going to be good. It's going to be a lot better than that second movie, because that second movie was the pits, honey.
Yeah, the second movie wasn't great, but I think it... But you can get... Like, she's like... Remember, she's older than them. So like they're in their mid-50s. So. She has to be in her 60s, right?
Because she turned 50 at the end of the season on TV, right? Yeah. Remember they had that birthday cake? So that was... I was in my 20s then. So she's got to be like 70 now because I was in my 20s back then.
And she don't want to be showing her boobs and, you know, effing on screen. But she's 65 right now. She don't want to do that. And that's what Sam was, right?
She was like the Blair or Blanche.
But I think that, like, Sam is like Amanda Seale's character. Like, she wasn't in the whole episode and we didn't even miss her.
And her and Sarah Jessica Parker don't get along in real life. That's the problem. They don't get along in real life.
You know why? Because Kim Cattrall wanted SJP money, but you ain't SJP. Like, SJP is Sex and the City. You can't get SJP money. Like,
is she though? Because now that I'm not in the thick of it, I look back and there's nothing spectacular about Sarah Jessica Parker or Carrie Bradshaw. Carrie had the dustiest apartment. She had the dustiest living situation. She was in the shittiest relationships and she had the least paying job.
But she was the narrator of the show. You can't have Sex in the City without Carrie.
That is privilege.
You can't. Because
B.B. King could have narrated that and it would have been the same. But yeah, there's nothing. Carrie is just this dusty, painfully slim woman who wore clothes that she could not afford in real life.
You're not invited to the Sex and the City premiere. I mean,
she could not afford those clothes on a writer's butt. Like, ain't no way, dog. Ain't no way.
Carrie's character surely was the least real out of all of them. Mm-hmm. Her life did not match. Like,
she was
walking around with Birkin bags before we knew what Birkin bags were, right?
But yet, when your apartment goes out of the co-op, you can't afford it. And you got to ask Charlotte to sell her ring and then get mad because she won't. How did we get here?
How much was Charlotte's ring worth? Like, your Tiffany ring was it a was down a payment? Trey had money.
On a New York apartment?
Wait, she's still living in that penthouse. You saw the video?
I saw her walk through that door and got the same little table. And
Charlotte's still in her penthouse with Harry, brung her next husband and her last husband's apart. Okay, that's a bad bitch right there. That is a bad... Okay, Charlotte, I'm not mad.
And their hair is so gray in the trailer. I was like, is this fake gray hair or is this the real gray hair?
That's real. Oof. Charlotte, the only one that's still dark haired.
Hmm.
I can't wait. I'm going to be here with my, I don't drink Cosmopolitan anymore.
Oh, no. I won't be able to watch it.
You going to be away?
Mm-hmm.
You got to get a VPN. You got a VPN?
Nope. We better hope this resort got good Wi-Fi, though.
I'm gonna get you a VPN so you can log in, because you know when you leave the country you can't log into American apps. But if you have a VPN, you can. VPN, y'all, is virtual private network. You know, you could be wherever in the world that you want. You connect to the network and you can say you're in United States when you're not in the United States, and you can still stream your shows. Because when you go overseas, Netflix don't work. USA Netflix does not work. HBO Max won't work. But if you have your VPN, it'll work.
I might just have to watch it when I get back.
Oh, no.
I'm going to be having too much. I'm going to be like living real life fun and not watching a bunch of older white women pretend. Yeah.
Anywho, yeah. And just like that, I'll be there. Donyetta will watch it after the fact.
I feel like we need to roll it up. How long have we been talking?
1 hour and 3 minutes.
I'm tired of hearing myself. So I know y'all got to be tired of hearing me, because I sit with myself all the time.
Anywho,
what we got next? Oh, this Astro World Festival lawsuits. Ooh, it's getting atrocious, isn't it?
You know what? I kept scrolling by it because I just don't like.
It will not go away.
I don't know who these people are. Like Travis Scott, I didn't know who he was until Kylie Jenner got with him. Like I don't. I'm out of the loop. Like I'm 40. I don't know.
Well, I know, because I liked his song, Pick Up the Phone, Baby. I know your home. I knew his music, but I didn't know. I kept seeing the Astro World thing, and I kept scrolling, because I thought it was going to go away, and it's just gotten bad.
He said, okay, boomer. Like, I'm not down with this new rap. Like, these people, I don't know who they are. I don't know if it's because I'm getting old, or is it just because the music sucks. Like, my husband, he's older than me. He listens to this stuff still.
I say, because the Travis songs I got, I would have got them back about 5 years ago. Travis Scott and Young Thug.
That's how long he's been around?
Yeah, he's been around. That song I just sung was released in 2016. That's why she got with him in the first place. You know they don't do nothing without an agenda sweep. But yeah, I remember him from back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know she's pregnant again, Kylie.
Mm-hmm. Bye. This has got to be stressful. Oh, so we didn't even tell y'all what we talking about. If you don't know, Travis Scott had an Astro World Festival. Was it in Houston?
Is it the Astros, the baseball team? Is that why?
It's Houston's Astro World Festival last weekend, and there have been reportedly 110 lawsuits that have been filed, and then there are 90 more that have been filed. And the basis of these lawsuits is there was pretty much like a rush towards the stage. About, 8 or 9 people died, and 100 or so were injured at this particular concert festival while Travis was on stage. And so people
But do you see who one of the attorneys is?
Jesse Jackson? I don't know who.
Ben Crump.
The civil rights Ben Crump attorney?
The civil rights attorney. How the hell he get involved in this? The next day, I saw they filed a lawsuit. How you filed a lawsuit the next day? And then, 3 days later, I read that Ben Crump was involved. I was like, this is weird. This is getting strange.
9 people have died. There's a criminal investigation underway. So people are suing. They're saying that Travis knew that they didn't have appropriate, security for the fans, that there were overcapacity, perhaps, and that he should have stopped the concert and or stopped the crowd when they started rushing towards the stage and they started trampling over people. And that's why
they have stopped that.
That part.
And then they have videos of the cops recording the crowd after it was declared an emergency. What were y'all there for? I'm not taking up for Travis Scott. I don't know the man. I don't have none of his music. I've been scrolling by it because I just didn't know. And I read a little bit about the story, and it's a sad tragedy. And this is not the first time something like this has happened, right? Like a trampling at a huge concert.
No,
this
and they
was huge. This they was say like his Coachella huge.
Yeah, they say his concerts are known for having like a certain energy in the audience, and things of that nature. But yeah, it's a lot of some high schoolers, some kids, some adults have died, and then a lot of people were injured. So yeah,
and there were like a 9-year-old was like hurt, right? Or passed?
Yeah, he died. Gary said, "Ben Crump, please have a seat. All the seats."
Like, he is such a he was there for Ahmaud Arbery's trial. I mean, like, a family. He showed up the next day. Like, he's usually civil rights cases, right? But now he's involved with this. So, like, his credibility just went out the window for me.
It says, as soon as Travis Scott took the stage, that's when people started pushing. And that's how the 9-year-old was trampled. He was on life support and he died.
Someone said Travis incited violence in the crowd. Really?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I don't know. I know he canceled his next show's canceled.
He's offered to pay for funeral costs, and he's offered for, I think, 1 month of therapy for everybody who went to the concert, and he's given refunds. That's a lot.
I don't think he released a statement. I saw his attorney, not his attorney, his spokeswoman. She was on one of the shows talking about basically defending him and saying he didn't have the authority to stop the show. Only like the executive producer and somebody else had the authority to stop the show. But even if you say, okay, show stopped, what people going to do? Stop trampling each other? I don't know.
And it's weird because I've been to concerts and I've had floor tickets and I've never thought about that happening to me, but it happens.
It could definitely happen.
I've never thought about that.
When it's standing room only, they're outside in a field. Everyone was standing up. Like, everyone's going to want to rush to the stage. That's like, I don't know, man. Sad state of affairs, this thing is.
We can skip this next one all together, child. Because,
It's a hot ass. This is another person that I heard of DaBaby, right?
Because he canceled.
He's on some song. Yeah, he had that whole thing where he said all the comments about LGBTQ people, and he's on some hit songs that Spotify used to play for me. Not his song, his features. But I looked at his picture. I was like, if I walked by him on the street, I would not know who he was. Would you know?
DaBaby? Yeah. When. I'm a baby. Yeah, I know DaBaby.
I would walk right by him and be like, he's a little raggedy old roach looking dude. I would just keep going.
He's an interesting looking little fella.
He looks like a roach.
I was about to say something. Who used to call people N-word roaches? N-word roaches. My cousin who watching this live right now. You know I'm talking about N-word roach.
No.
I don't want to say it on live.
Don't say it. He looks like a little
it's something in the mouth. It's like,
he just looks dirty, and the hairstyle does not do him any favors. And like,
we talking about Travis Scott or DaBaby?
But the two of them, both Travis of them look like dirty. They could be in a rap roach group. That's what they look like.
DaBaby got a wide mouth. It's like Jim Carrey in The Mask type mouth.
I don't want to see. Anywho, he and his whole beef with I didn't even know he had a bunch of baby mamas, like Future. Dude got a bunch of baby mamas. He was living with one girl. He said she was a side piece. She said they was in a relationship, living together. He tried to put her out the house. He called the po-po. Like, I thought rappers wasn't supposed to call the police. He called the po-po. She got arrested. I don't know. And then the other baby mama chiming in, like, y'all. And then he on his Instagram live popping all this shit. Like, it's too much. It is too much. Like, you supposed to be a hardcore. Is he a hardcore rapper? What is he? Or one of them softies? Because he look rough.
Remember, he the one who shot the dude in Walmart, and Dave Chappelle was like, y'all ain't cancel him for that, but y'all gonna cancel him because he, that's him.
So he.
I don't have nothing else to say about the baby because I got a life I want to live.
He out here shooting people at Walmart and calling the police on his baby mama. Like, you couldn't just put her out the front door? What? I don't understand. You want your child's mother to be in jail?
That sounds like some Summer Walker London on a track toxicity.
And you know Summer Walker chimed in, talk about she praying for the Danny Lee. That's the girl.
And you know Megan don't fool with the baby no more anyway, because remember the baby be telling Megan, allegedly, he was like, yeah, who shot Megan in the foot? Allegedly.
That story just didn't, I don't know.
Him and, so he did a song with Megan, but then he went and performed on stage with the dude who shot Megan in the foot at the same concert that Megan was at. And Megan was like,
Tory Lanez.
Yeah, Megan was like, but when it was us, you were saying that he wasn't right and you weren't going to promote that song and blah, blah, blah. So her and the baby got into it.
Even Megan Thee Stallion didn't snitch on a dude that shot her, and you called the cops or your baby moms. Like, who does that? Who does that? You're a man. If she's,
or am I thinking about Lil Baby? Because it's the baby and Lil Baby. I don't know. Lil Baby, the baby.
Lil was retired. Like Lil Wayne. Do we call him Lil Wayne still? Lil Bow Wow.
I think they just call him Wayne now. Yeah, because Megan and DaBaby did Cry Baby. They say, don't me like that, like this.
Diana know all the ratchet music, y'all. I don't know none of that stuff. I love that.
She was going back and forth with DaBaby.
I just can't believe he called the cops. Like,
he called the cops on Danny Lee?
Yes, she got arrested.
Chaba.
And then this other chick posted on Instagram. He's a scumbag. He booked one of his baby moms. He booked her an appointment with one of his side chicks to do her hair. Who does that? Who does that? Cody's here. Cody, can you name a DaBaby song? DaBaby?
DaBaby. DaBaby. DaBaby.
You can't name one the baby.
The baby. The baby. The baby. The baby.
The baby. See, even he can't name a the baby song. Come on. Come on. He said he's lit. He's the man.
They canceled him, but I don't know what that was about, man. It seemed like a monopoly or something.
Okay, get off the live, Cody. We live.
Wait, you brought... He's like, but you asked me. I was just walking in the house. Minding my business.
I don't know. The baby is the bye-bye.
The baby need to go to bed.
The bed. Time for you to go to bed. Get off of it. Let me see if he... Hold on. Before we get off of this, let's see if he posts anything else. So he went on his stories. He's talking about the whole situation. Then he posts a picture with his baby with the girl that he called the cops on. You can't...
He talks. He is so toxic.
He is so trifling. Like... Oh, he's still posting stories. Lord. He has 19
He posted followers. On... He posted on his page 20 minutes ago. He is unbothered.
Somebody. No, he didn't post. Oh, he took him down. He took down them stories with the baby.
But he didn't post them. Oh, no,
they still there. They still there. With
it. Daddy first, celebrity after. All that bullshit y'all was hearing was what it was. My baby gonna be right here on my arm.
Cooler. Aw, she's so cute, though. With his little roach looking behind. Ew.
Social distancing, sir.
Don't kiss her with them little raggedy lips.
Wah, wah, wah.
Danny Lee brother said, you come to LA, I'm kicking your behind. So I guess he gonna have security.
Who was her brother?
I don't know. Some dude.
Ice Cube?
I don't know. What you mean? Ice Cube? He ain't your type.
No, I'm saying like we making open threats now. I thought you just supposed to move in silence. And when somebody head get busted, if they think it was you, then they was probably right.
He put him on notice. He said, when you come, Brandon Bills, it says, oh, he got a check mark. Who is he? He's an artist. Oh, he only got 63,000 followers. He got checked.
You don't tell nobody you gonna, I don't even think. Yeah, you don't tell nobody what you're going to do. You just, when your head get bust open, you know why. We tell you as we stomping you in the ground. We don't make an announcement.
Bye, DaBaby. Okay, so that brings us to the end of this episode of Late Twins Experience Live.
Don't forget to follow us on all of the socials. Obviously, you know the handle here because you're with us on Instagram Live, La Twins Experience. We are also La Twins Experience on Facebook as well as YouTube. And we are La Twins EXP on Twitter. Mm-hmm.
And this podcast episode will be live tomorrow. So you can hear this with beautiful audio. It won't be like Instagram.
It won't be the... Yeah.
It'll be up tomorrow, so please go ahead and listen. Support the show. Even if you click play and listen for 2 minutes, it counts.
Because we may or may not be shadow banned.
Yeah, Instagram, they doing us dirty, y'all. All right. So we'll catch y'all on the next one.
Bye.
Later.
Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so you'll never miss an episode.
If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to rate and or review the show. It would really help us out. Catch you next time.